Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Boy, amazing certainly describes our next guest on the phone here. I, as all of you know, love the aquatic world. I'm a scuba diver. I've owned all different kinds of tanks, freshwater, saltwater. Everybody knows I own jellyfish. But I have to say, even I am humbled when I have our next two guests on. Wade King and Brett Raymer of Acrylic Tank Manufacturing in Las Vegas, or as most of the public knows them, the guys from Tanked. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Hey, hello, hello. Thanks for having us.
You have a whole new season coming up. Are you guys psyched or what?
Very psyched. A lot of cool tanks coming up, a lot of cool pranks, just a lot of cool stuff. And we want to show everybody and make everybody happy.
Hey, let's start with the pranks, because I've had the pleasure of meeting you guys a couple times. The first time I met you, you guys pranked me. That's just who you guys are. That's not an act that you're putting on for the show, is it?
No, not at all. We like to have a good time, like to have fun. It makes the days go quicker. Plus, when you work, we treat everybody here in our business like family members. So when you work for ATM, you're like a family member. It's kind of like an initiation. You got to, you know, do a little something to everybody to kind of make them feel like they fit in.
Now, this season, you've got a whole new slew of amazing tanks that you're working on. With it starting up, what can you share with us?
So we got, you know, we definitely got some celebrities involved. We got the guys from Jackass. That was a great build, fun guys. You know, they're kind of the same like us. You know, they love pranks. They love doing all kinds of things. So that episode definitely has a lot of pranks going on. We also have, Dwayne Wade from the Miami Heat. We did a tank for his sneaker release party. And then we have one for Spencer Gifts, Lava Lamp Aquarium. We also have for a candy store, we have a rocket ship that actually, it blows smoke out from underneath it. I mean, we have a lot of cool things. You know, we're always trying to, you know, every job that we do, we're trying to up the next one.
Yeah, and I mean, you guys really are. You're so great at upping it up each time. Has there been one that stumped you where you've just gone, my goodness, where do we go with this?
A lot of people want to request. A lot of people want to request, like in the floor aquariums, we get a lot of requests for things in the floor. And, you know, people don't realize how much it takes to maintain it and lift those windows out of the floor. It's not that it stumps us. It's not that it can't be done. We want our aquariums, no matter what they are, to be practical. And we want them to be, you know, something that people are going to get a lot of use out of, and want to make it easy, you know, for the maintenance companies to maintain.
Now, I've watched the show since its start. You guys really are a family. You have a lot of fun, and yet you honor the families. I remember the episode with the bus that you turned in for your son's school. That was phenomenal. This really is more than a show. This is sharing your passion. Am I right about that?
100%. We've been doing it since we were kids. I've been doing it my whole life. I love making aquariums. I love doing freshwater, saltwater, reef. We love doing any size, from a little small one up to a giant, you know, big tank. We want to, you know, we love all everything about it. And the best part is when you're done creating something from scratch and the customer comes and sees it and their eyes light up. It's an incredible feeling.
Yeah, it is. It's an incredible feeling. And the thing that I think, you know, we like the most is keeping the hobby alive. You know, kids have taken to this show, you know, way beyond our wildest imaginations. And they're going to grow with this show. This is going to be a show that, you know, once you become a fish lover, you're always a fish lover. Whether
Absolutely.
You're 5 years old, or whether you're, you know, 55 years old, or whether you're 85 years old. And if you love fish your whole life, you're just going to grow up continuing to love them. So we just want to make people laugh, show them what beautiful creations are out there, and just show them the kind of awesome stuff we can do.
Now, is it more challenging to do a smaller project, or is it more challenging to do a larger project because of just the sheer size of it?
I think it's both. We had some issues always with some small ones, some big ones, and vice versa. Some of the small ones went easy, and some of the big ones went easy. Every job is unique in its own way. If it's getting the tank there or the fish there, or if it's making it, the time to make it, there's something about it that we put it on TV.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is that, you know, we always laugh about reality television in general, you know, about how a lot of this stuff is, you know, scripted and you know, written and made up. Our show, there's really, you don't have to make anything up. I mean, we are who we are. The people you see on TV, that's it. We build what we build. and the problems that we have, you know, during the show, I mean, those come with, you know, construction, with building. I mean, there are problems that happen on every job site that we go to.
Now, you've also got to take the fish and marine life into consideration when you're building these tanks. What's the process that you guys go through with that?
Well, that's the first priority. We have to make sure the tank is suitable for the fish that the customer wants. If it's not, we can't do it, or we're going to have to change it. After we set the aquarium up, it's very important to us to actually have the fish shipped there prior, weeks before, or have it all set up with bacteria. So the water that they're going in, they're familiar with, it's not, you know, all the chemistry is right for the water. It's very difficult for us to do it, but it's priority number one to do it.
I'll give you, it's funny, is we just did a big job in Florida, and we were working with a company that's an affiliate of ours, and I hadn't worked with him before on a big project. I've sold him tanks in the past, but we never actually did an install together. And I got to talking to him after the whole entire job was done. And it was a 4,000-gallon, and we put about 275 fish in there.
Wow.
You know, the first day that we got this thing going. And the tank's been up and running for 10 days now. Hasn't lost a fish. And he came to me and he goes, you know, I watched you guys on TV and I was so skeptical of what you guys did and how you guys did it. And he goes, after working with you guys, seeing it with my own eyes, he goes, I'm amazed. He goes, I'm amazed at how you cycle media, all the products that you use, all the chemistry and the testing. And I mean, it's a lot of work. People don't see a lot of the things that go on outside of the show portion. But to get to where we are, there's a lot of people and a lot of work that help us to make it happen.
Yeah, and that water chemistry, as you just hit on, that's critical for any tank. It doesn't matter what kind of tank you've got. If you don't have that chemistry right, you're going to have a lot of problems there. So it's interesting. Do they pick the fish? Or if they were to say to you, hey, guys, I'm going to let you pick the fish, what are the fish that you gravitate towards?
Well, we gravitate towards fish. We try to theme the fish based on the client. You know, like we did a tank for a tropical smoothie cup that we did, and we had a lemon peel and a strawberry pseudochromis. And, you know, we wanted to theme the fish as well as theming the aquarium. We thought that would be really cool, and it was a unique idea.
What has been your favorite tank so far?
My favorite tank, I would say, is probably the church tank. It's 70,000 gallons, it's 70 feet long, 18 feet, you know, tall, 10 feet wide. It's got two arches that are the entrance for the church. It took 2.5 years to build. It is magnificent. It's one of the, this is a beautiful creation that we did. It's unbelievable. And, you know, a lot went into it, and it's just beautiful.
Brett, what about you? What's been your favorite tank so far?
You know, I mean, specifically, one of them that's getting ready to come up is going to be my favorite. I know that for a fact. It's going to be at the Gulfstream Casino.
Okay.
We're going to be building a 13,000-gallon in South Florida, so I'm really excited about building that one. And but other than that, I mean, there's a couple that we did outdoors in Malibu that when we built them, they were just extraordinary. They were outdoors. It was a lot of work. A lot of people were able to see them, but definitely you know, a good build.
Very cool. All right, so you guys are back with a full new season, all new amazing tanks, Friday nights on Animal Planet beginning March 22nd, 9 p.m. You've got to tune in if you're an aquatic lover like I am. This is sheer joy. The guys are always entertaining. Make sure you tune in. You can keep up to date with them on animalplanet.com, or they also have their business that they're running, and that's acrylicaquariums.com. Folks, we'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages. Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.